Welcome to the Nacha Healing Show. Keep it Nacha. Be the Nacha Healing Show.
Hello, you are listening to the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one best-selling author. You can find out more about me and my work at CatherineKerrigan.com and UnlimitedEnergyNow.com. While you're there, definitely sign up for my newsletter so you can learn even more about how you can heal yourself naturally. Now, our special guest today is me. I'm going to be sharing with you some natural healing remedies for long COVID. So even though most of us in Western society have moved on from the coronavirus pandemic, many of us survived, thank goodness, although millions of us did not, there are still people all over the world who are suffering from long COVID. So first of all, let's talk about what is long COVID. So long COVID has many of the same symptoms as chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, and Lyme's disease. And these are multifactorial illnesses that affect people on all levels. Now, I'm a medical intuitive healer. In my work, there's basically two things that I do. I do medical intuitive readings with people all over the world. When I do a medical intuitive reading, I read what's going on with you on what I refer to as the five levels of healing. The five levels of healing include your physical body, you know what that is, your organs, your physical, your energy body, which includes your chakras, your breath, and your acupuncture meridians, your emotional body, which is the largest part of all of us because emotions can shut down literally any process, the mental body, which includes your thoughts and beliefs. And thoughts and beliefs are so important because many of us are holding beliefs that I can't get well or I can never be healthy, or you're participating in the cult of difficult, like it's difficult to heal from any illness. And then finally, I read what's happening at your soul level. And I discuss this in depth in my 10th book called Reading the Soul. And for many of us and for our society and the world as a whole, I believe, as a medical intuitive healer, I believe the coronavirus pandemic was actually a breakdown to breakthrough, because our many of the structures that we had all relied on broke down. The way we educated our children, the way we were working, our healthcare system, how we took care of our own health, our relationship with work, our relationship with money, our relationship with socialization. So we had to reconsider all of these aspects of our lives. So again, so long COVID has many of the same symptoms as, again, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, Lyme's disease. And long COVID is very relatable to anyone who suffered this. Now, one of my books is called Unlimited Energy Now. And I'm going to be referencing this book in great detail in this discussion, because everything that I explain about how to rebuild your energy is relevant to how to recover from long COVID. So the symptoms of long COVID: exhaustion, brain fog, aches and pains, difficulty thinking, immune deficiencies. What I find is that if you have suffered from COVID, many people are so relieved to feel better because many people describe having coronavirus as the worst illness of their life, the most challenging time they've ever had with their health. If you suffered from COVID, I find as a medical intuitive healer, it's really critical that you spend time afterwards rebuilding your health. Now, what I find is that so many of us have different reactions to COVID. I find people who think they're incredibly healthy who have a really hard time when they get COVID-19. And other people just seem to sail through it with little to no symptoms. So it's really important to understand that every human is biochemically unique, and you may be less susceptible from suffering from long COVID, where other people are more susceptible. In my work as a medical intuitive healer, I have found that these sort of people are more susceptible to having long COVID. Obviously, anyone with comorbidities, heart disease, diabetes, any lung illnesses, people with lung cancer, any sort of breathing difficulties, asthma, are going to have a harder time recovering. But in addition to these obvious people, there's also people who are in adrenal burnout. What I find is that people who have been overworking for decades on end, who are in stages of adrenal burnout, or who have suffered from decades of prolonged stress, are much more susceptible for having long COVID. So if you got COVID-19 and you were in a state of adrenal burnout to begin with, you're more likely to have trouble recovering and suffer from long COVID. Also, people with chronic inflammation. Now, one of the things that I explain to people is that 70% of inflammation begins in our gut. So how you eat is really critical for eating, for recovering. And inflammation is like fire in the body. I joke with my clients, not that it's funny, I could throw a match on the floor and burn down my entire house. And COVID-19 really exacerbates inflammatory processes throughout the body. So if you've had previously existing inflammation, either from prolonged stress or for years of lousy eating, then you're also more susceptible for having long COVID. So what I find is that when and if you get coronavirus, it's really important that you take time to rebuild your immune system after overcoming the initial symptoms. So again, many of us these days, we've been vaccinated or we've had COVID in the past. And there's, as many of you know, there's a tremendous amount of argument in the natural healing community about vaccines. I myself participated in a vaccine trial. I was a participant in a trial for a vaccine that was one of the last ones to be approved. And it was the Novavax vaccine. I was vaccinated on January 20th of 2021, the same day that Joe Biden was inaugurated. So it was my feeling that myself, as a healthy person, I really wanted to contribute to the medical science, and I wanted to contribute to the well-being of people everywhere. I wanted to do what I can do to help people get through the pandemic. So participating in a vaccine trial was one of the things that I did as a personal choice, as a matter of personal contribution. So again, what I find is that if you've suffered from coronavirus, it's really important to rebuild your immune system. So when I'm doing a medical intuitive reading, one of the things that I look at is a person's immune system. Now, there's many factors that go into rebuilding your immune system. Rebuilding your immune system is critical for overcoming long COVID. So I'm going to talk about rebuilding your immune system from what I refer to as the five levels of healing. The first level is your physical level. So how do you rebuild your immune system on the physical level? So you get enough rest, okay? And many people are sleep deprived. I myself wear a Whoop, which is a very fancy fitness device. I wear it on my wrist and it synchronizes to an app on my phone. And the Whoop gives me a daily report about how recovered I am, how well I slept. And this is objective data not just subjective data. Lots of us wake up and we think, oh, I slept okay, or I didn't sleep okay. But because you're you and you only have your own personal experience, you don't really often know how recovered you actually are. And sleep deprivation is chronic in our culture. And again, if you were sleep deprived going into coronavirus, then again, you're one of the people who are more susceptible for having long COVID. So on the physical level, I'm going to look at getting more rest. And that includes improving the quality of my sleep, right? And or taking naps throughout the day, which if anybody's had COVID, they may find actually necessary. Now, the next thing I'm going to do on the physical level to rebuild my immune system, I'm a major fan of juices and smoothies. Now, health nuts will argue about which is healthier, juices or smoothies. And the correct answer is actually smoothies, because the phytonutrients of fruits and vegetables are actually in the fiber, the skin, the pith, the seeds. So you can get a Blendtec blender is a good example, or a Vitamix, and grind up smoothies. There's a wonderful gentleman named Jeff Primack, and he is actually a Qigong teacher, but he, in my opinion, is the world's foremost teacher on food healing. And you can Google Jeff Primack smoothie recipes, which are available for free on the internet, and his books are also wonderful. So if you drink 20 ounces of juices or smoothies every day, this is going to go a really long way to helping you rebuild your immune system. Now, another thing that's really important on the physical level is what to avoid. So when you understand that coronavirus exacerbates inflammation in the body, you want to be on an anti-inflammatory diet. Now, I joke with my clients, there's a saying that I came up with, which is nobody in their right mind eats cats. Nobody in their right mind eats cats. So what are cats? Caffeine, alcohol, tobacco, and sugar are all pro-inflammatory foods. So caffeine, this would be your coffee, your black tea, your Coca-Colas, your sodas, your highly caffeinated sodas, any kind of caffeine is going to exacerbate inflammation. So you want to switch to green tea, which has caffeine in it, but is metabolized totally differently, or white tea. You want to drink lots and lots of water, filtered water, alkaline water is a great thing to switch to. Now, alcohol is an obvious factor. On my Whoop, which is gives me too much information about my health, one of the things it shows is how alcohol immediately affects your heart rate variability. So even one or two glasses of wine will have a big effect on your whole body chemistry. Alcohol is incredibly pro-inflammatory. If you drink, drink responsibly. If you drink, don't overdrink. And if you really want to get healthy, get off alcohol at least for a while. Now, tobacco is incredibly pro-inflammatory. Tobacco, whether you're smoking cigarettes or cigars, they obviously are very bad for your lungs and very bad for aggravating inflammation. Sugar is incredibly pro-inflammatory. Now, I'm a woman. I love sugar. But again, it's about keeping it in the middle of the road. I'm healthy. I'm not on any medications. I'm at a normal weight. So I can eat a small amount of sugar in my diet, right? But again, if you're wanting to overcome long COVID, one of the things you want to do is reduce sugar in your diet. You can use stevia, which is a natural herbal sweetener, or learn to enjoy food without sugar. Another thing that you want to do when you're cutting back on pro-inflammatory foods in your diet is cutting back on fried foods and gluten. Fried foods are incredibly pro-inflammatory. I love French fries as much as anybody else, but it's very pro-inflammatory and will exacerbate inflammation. And gluten, which is in all wheat products, is incredibly pro-inflammatory. One of the problems with gluten is the way that wheat is harvested in Western society. Wheat is sprayed with glyphosate, which is a known carcinogen and a known neurotoxin. So gluten, it will, even if you're not a celiac, when you're wanting to overcome long COVID, you want to get off caffeine, alcohol, tobacco, sugar, fried foods, and gluten, or at the very least, keep it in the middle of the road, reduce or eliminate that. Now, also on the physical level, you want to think about healthy exercise. Now, I know when you're totally exhausted, you don't feel like exercising. When I have a client suffering from long COVID, I recommend Qigong. Now, the word Qi means energy, Gong means work. And even if you do 7 minutes of Qigong 3 times a day, it will go a very long way to rebuilding your energy. If you go to one of my websites, unlimitedenergynow.com, and then go to fitness, you'll find a library of free Qigong exercises. In India, the government has actually recommended yoga as an incredibly beneficial natural healing remedy for COVID. I'm 64 years old. I've now taught yoga for 28 years. I'm a major fan of yoga. It's going to help rebuild your energy. Now, you don't need to be doing power yoga. Even starting out with easy restorative yoga or gentle stretching to mobilize your joints is going to be really, really helpful. And with that, let's take a break and listen to one of our commercial sponsors here at UK Health Radio. And I'll be right back talking with you about natural healing remedies for long COVID.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
So, hello again. This is Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one best-selling author, host of the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. And I'm here today talking with you about natural healing remedies for long COVID. So let's talk about natural healing remedies themselves. So these remedies may be helpful while you're suffering from COVID, but also after. So the first remedy that I'm going to recommend for anyone is going to for suffering from long COVID is lauricidin. Now, lauricidin is a monolaurin supplement, and you take it between meals. It coats the biofilms of viruses, yeast, and bad bacteria. So you really want to use this for a period of 120 days after you've had COVID to make sure that you're clearing all the viral load completely out of your system. Alkaline colloidal silver water is a natural alternative to antibiotics. Liposomal vitamin C is incredibly helpful. If you take regular vitamin C, too much of that can upset your GI system. So if you've already got a compromised GI system, so you've got Crohn's or colitis or SIBO, taking regular vitamin C may not even be an option for you. Liposomal vitamin C is absorbed all the way down to the cellular level, and you can take high doses of it, and it's going to really heal you at the cellular level. pure liquid zinc drops help you restore your sense of taste and smell and help you boost the immune system. Now, I also want to mention with all these natural healing remedies, you want to work with a qualified health practitioner such as myself who can figure out whether these remedies are right for you, number one, and number two, the amounts. I see lots of people literally making themselves sick by taking too many natural healing remedies. So just because you read on the internet or listen to this video that it's good for you, you have to understand, again, you're biochemically unique and you want to work with an objective third party who helps you with this. I already talked about the 20 ounces of juices or smoothies daily. So you can have a juice or smoothie along with your breakfast. Here in the US, there's a brand called Suja, and they make organic green juices. So if you're too exhausted to blend your own smoothies, you can buy Suja juice, and it's available at the groceries all over the United States. I private label a powder called Immunomax, which includes immunoglobulins that help boost your immune system. So when we have taken antibiotics, it really affects the mucosal barrier, which is the inner lining of our GI tract. And Immunomax, my nickname for that is gut glue because it helps rebuild that. High quality vitamin D is really important for rebuilding your immune system. And of course, we want to be taking vitamin D throughout the year because most of us do not get enough natural sunlight. I'm a big fan of light boxes, therapeutic light boxes. I'm actually sitting in front of one. There's a brand called Alaska Northern Light Box, which I'm a raving fan of. There's another supplement I private label called Bio Detox, and it's a hypoallergenic protein powder that reduces pain and inflammation. So again, everything you can do to reduce inflammation is going to help you heal from long COVID. And you also want to take a dairy-free probiotic. And there is a natural healing remedy that you can make with turmeric, pepper, and honey. So black pepper enhances the absorption of turmeric. Turmeric is anti-inflammatory. And I like to add some high-quality manuka honey, which is very high in antioxidant properties and antiviral properties. So making yourself a tea of turmeric, pepper, and honey. So when I make this, I'll take a teaspoon of turmeric, an eighth a teaspoon of black pepper, and I'm a honey person. So again, it's antiviral and antibacterial, and I add a teaspoon of honey and add some hot water to that. And that's anti-inflammatory. You can take it when you have long COVID or anytime you want to do reduce inflammation. So going on an anti-inflammatory diet, reducing caffeine, alcohol, tobacco, sugar, fried foods, and then increasing your green vegetables and fruits and vegetables, which are natural anti-inflammatories, and really, really hydrating your body. So these are all things you can do on the physical level. So to review on the physical level, sleep, 20 ounces of juices and smoothies, an anti-inflammatory diet, Qigong, yoga, and I would also encourage you to walk just because it's going to improve your circulation. And when we sit on the couch all day or lie in the bed all day, your lymph system congests. Now, on the energetic level, to recover from long COVID, and again, the way I look at the body is the five levels of healing: physical, energetic, emotional, mental, and spiritual. One of my books is called The Little Book of Breathwork. And during the pandemic, I gave it away for free to people in 17 different countries. If you're suffering from long COVID and you would like a free copy of this, send me an email to Catherine at CatherineCarrigan.com. And that's CatherineCarrigan. So send me an email, Catherine at CatherineCarrigan.com, and I'll send you the ebook version of the Little Book of Breathwork, because breathing exercises are incredibly helpful for recovering from long COVID. Also, I made a video on YouTube on acupressure for the lungs. And to review very quickly, you've got lung points. You've got four lung points on either side of your ribs, on the top of your breast here. And then you've got lung points very much inside each of your shoulders right here. And then when you rub on the sternum up and down, that's a reflex point for your diaphragm muscle. So practicing breathing exercises to rebuild your lung strength is really helpful for recovering from long COVID, and also increasing your circulation and improving your energy, as well as acupressure for the lungs. Now, on the emotional level, recovering from long COVID, you have to understand that every illness you ever suffer has an emotional component. If you get sick from anything, it's always happening on all five levels. That's why I, as a medical intuitive reading healer, I don't just read what's happening on the physical level. I read the five levels of healing. Emotions can shut down anything. So what are the major emotions that affect your lungs? Grief, regret, depression. So as you heal from long COVID, and you may simply have grief from having been sick for so long. And if you've been sick for so long, my heart goes out to you. It's no fun at all. But doing the emotional process work to release your grief and depression is going to help you release the emotions that keep illness in place. Now, on the mental level, there is a wonderful remedy called Boost. And this is a remedy, an Australian bush flower essence remedy. In the US, I get my flower essences from a company called southernherb.com. Australian flower essences are available all over the world. And Ian White, the founder of Australian bush flower essences, was on the Natural Healing Show talking about how he created this flower essence specifically to help people recover from and deal with the mental, emotional, spiritual aspects of coronavirus. So the flower essence boost is very, very helpful. And you can also work with a natural healing practitioner such as myself to go over what are the thoughts and beliefs that are holding you back, right? And I don't need to explain that there has been great debate in the natural healing community about the pros and cons of vaccines. I'm not going to weigh in on that. I told you all that I participated in a vaccine trial because I want to help people. That's me. I'm very service oriented. But lots of people have a lot of fear, a lot of anger about this, and you want to let all that go. A really important thing for healing from any disease is forgiveness. The most important person to forgive is yourself. And I'll tell a little story. I was talking to a long-term client of mine, and one of her family members had gotten coronavirus and blamed her illness on yet another family member. So, this is a long story, but we can go through a lot of guilt and blame, especially if we feel that other people have given this illness to us, or that we have given the illness inadvertently to other people. So on the mental level, you have to understand that all those thoughts and beliefs are literally weighing you down, and you need to let that go as much as you can. So forgive. And there's some really powerful forgiveness mantras that you can use. Ho'oponopono is very well known. And I'm going to do this mantra for myself, so you, as an example. So you would say, you start with yourself, because if you can't forgive yourself, you can't forgive anyone else. So I'm going to forgive myself. I'm so sorry, Catherine. Please forgive me, Catherine. Thank you, Catherine. I love you, Catherine. So using forgiveness mantras to forgive yourself for getting sick, forgive yourself for the consequences, the unintended consequences of getting sick, forgive yourself if you gave the illness by accident to someone else. And then finally, we need to look at the spiritual level. Now, this is quite interesting to me as a medical intuitive healer, because all illnesses, again, no matter what they are happening on all five levels, not just physical, energetic, emotional, mental, and spiritual. All viruses, no matter what kind of virus it is, it's a call for a change in consciousness. I'll say that again. When you get a virus, it's calling you at a deep soul level to change your consciousness, to change your attitude. So if you're suffering from long COVID, part of what you need to do is to reevaluate your life. So what do you need to reevaluate? You may need to reevaluate your work, how you are working, how many hours of working your work you're doing, whether you actually enjoy your work, whether your work is soul fulfilling. You may need to reevaluate your relationships. Are you in the relationship that actually feeds your soul, that supports your soul? You may need to reevaluate your relationship to the world and life itself. So you may actually not be suicidal. Okay, I know coronavirus and long COVID can be very discouraging and very depressing and very, very heavy energy to deal with. And you may be discouraged. So one of the things when I'm doing a medical intuitive reading that I sometimes look at is your will to live. When a person has a really strong will to live, then you do whatever it takes to get better. So you take the remedies, you practice Qigong, you do your breathing exercises, you do your inner work. And again, as I discussed in my Amazon number one bestseller and 10th book, Reading the Soul, sometimes in life, we go through what I refer to as a breakdown to breakthrough. So your life before the pandemic may have been pretty awesome, actually. And then everything changed, maybe even through no fault of your own. And it caused you to reevaluate, to change your consciousness. So this is a time to really reflect on what is and isn't working in your life, and to reevaluate what feeds your soul. And once you understand that you are a soul having a human experience, and your soul controls your mind controls your emotions controls your energy, and your energy body controls your physical, the most powerful level to work on is actually at your soul level. So during this time when you're recovering, you can really sit with yourself and look at what are the top five things that I need right now to be happy in life. So when I'm dealing with a person who's suffering from grief, regret, and depression, you can work in the heavy energy that caused those things to be there. And you can also look at, what do I need to be happy right now? When I focus on what makes me happy, what uplifts my soul, that raises my vibration. And again, it gives you not only a reason to get out of bed, it gives you meaning in life. And when you connect to the meaning in life, that's one of the top three ways to be happy. So again, as a medical intuitive healer, one of the things I will frequently do is I'll look at, what are the top five things you need to be happy right now? And this could be, this is unique to you. And it's also unique to where you are in your life, because what you need to be happy when you're 20 is probably different from what you need to be happy when you're 30, when you're 40, when you're 50, when you're 60 and 70 and 80 and so on. So really being honest with yourself about what is it I need in order to be happy right now, and realize that at a soul level, you've gotten this virus to reevaluate. Now, with that, let's take another break and listen to another message from one of our commercial sponsors here at UK Health Radio. And we'll be right back. I'm Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one best-selling author.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
A for horses, B for mutton, C more cheeks, dig for victory. E bar gold.
UK Health Radio chips, and Health Triangle mice, magazine. Each is down, good by itself, but top, enjoying both Lauren is always Mark, better.
Marks and Spencer.
Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health Mom regime. Dad, check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
T for two.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Okay, Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one best-selling author. I'm here today talking about how to recover from long COVID. And if you've been suffering from long COVID, my heart goes out to you. It's no fun. The other thing that I want to say is that it is possible to do natural healing while you're working in conjunction with medical doctors, while you're getting the lab tests, while you're, you know, numerically evaluating. Now, in my book, Unlimited Energy Now, I talk about the three levels of adrenal burnout. Now, why is this so important for recovery from long COVID? If you have been through a period of prolonged stress, even prior to getting coronavirus, then again, you're much more susceptible to having long COVID because you're already in a state of burnout. You're already worn out. So a really good thing to do is to actually test your adrenal function. And there's three stages of adrenal stress. So I'm going to describe them for you. In stage one of adrenal stress, you are beginning to become stressed. This is the alarm phase. So stage one is characterized by stress stimulation, activation of your sympathetic nervous system. Your body releases adrenaline and cortisol, and you experience a stress response, which may be characterized by the following symptoms: increased heart rate, constriction of blood vessels of your skin and gastrointestinal tract, conversion of glycogen to glucose, contraction of your spleen, sweating, dilation of your bronchial tubes, decrease in your digestive function, right? So one of the first things that happens when people get stressed is their digestion starts going out the window. Decreased urine production, anxiety, depression, agitation, irritability, restless sleep, increased cholesterol, increased triglycerides, and impaired memory and learning. So if you're in stage one of adrenal stress, recognize that you're being challenged. Eat five small meals every day to keep your blood sugar balanced. Begin a meditation practice, which is helpful for healing from all disease to quiet your mind. Exercise daily. Go to bed, lights out, no later than 10:30 p.m. Take the steps necessary to sleep soundly through the night and take daily stress management. Now, beginning in stage two of adrenal stress, your body has been through so much stress that your body starts becoming adapted to being stressed. This is called the adaptation phase. So signs that you're in stage two of adrenal stress includes: your metabolic rate seems to have slowed down. So these are the people who come to me and they say, no matter how little I eat or how much exercise I do, I can't lose weight. So they're beginning to have a damaged metabolism. You seem to have accepted the fact that your life is just plain stressful. So it's called acceptance of the negative. It's on the mental level, you're just accepting that life sucks and you think there's nothing you can do about it. You begin to gain weight. You begin to suffer from fatigue. You may become intolerant to cold. You may feel cold all the time. And this may happen because of poor circulation to your hands and feet. You may suffer from memory loss, poor concentration, depression, muscle weakness and stiffness, menstrual irregularities, and digestive disorders. So, and again, you have to realize that if you're suffering from digestive problems, there's absolutely a stress aspect to this. I'm always explaining to my clients, digestion is a parasympathetic process. You have to relax in order to digest your food. So when we're in a state of chronic stress, your digestion doesn't work properly. So if you realize that you're in stage two of adrenal stress, you want to do daily stress reduction activities. You want to make stress management a daily part of your day so that you can start recovering. Meditation, bed and lights out, bedtime and lights out no later than 10:30 p.m. 5 mini meals throughout the day. So when you eat small amounts frequently, it takes stress off your digestive system. It balances your blood sugar, very critical for a recovery from adrenal burnout. Mental emotional clearing work. So this is where I'm sitting and working with people to release the emotions and the thought patterns that have caused you to be stressed for so long. Develop hobbies that bring balance into your life. So again, things that bring you joy, things that help switch your mind off. Re-examine your work schedule. Ask yourself if you're overworking, which many of us are. If you're an introvert, give yourself permission to take time alone to regenerate. If you're an extrovert, make plans for ongoing group activities to regenerate. Regular, consistent exercise is really helpful for people in stage two of adrenal stress, but don't exercise for more than 1 hour a day because it'll make it harder for your body to recover. And take time off to rest. And then finally, there's stage three of adrenal stress, which is exhaustion. So what I find as a medical intuitive healer is that many of my clients who are suffering from long COVID are actually in stage three of adrenal stress, where the combined net effects of their illness with their pre-existing conditions have led them to be totally exhausted. So signs that you may be in stage three of adrenal stress include inability to lose weight, no matter how little you eat or how much you exercise, chronic fatigue, depression or anxiety, not alleviated by antidepressants or talk therapy. Many of my clients, I say to them, you're not crazy, you're just exhausted. Severe body aches and pains, reproductive failure. So these are my clients who come to me because they're infertile, they're having trouble getting pregnant, they're going to the fertility clinics and nothing's working. Chronic immune suppression. So if you've been in a stage of adrenal burnout for some time, that alone will suppress your immune system. That alone will make it harder for you to recover from coronavirus or any other illness. And even if you've had COVID, it could set you up so that you get other illnesses that come down the pike. Poor ability to recover from exercise injuries and illness. So again, if you get knocked down, you stay knocked down. Digestive disorders, hormonal depletion, weight gain around your midsection. So you hold weight in your body based on hormonal imbalances. And when you're holding extra weight around your belly button, that's a sign of high cortisol. So as you do these stress management activities, you're going to notice that belly fat going down. Chronic pain, inability to cope, reduced libido, your sex drive has gone out the window, Severe allergies or asthma. Again, allergies or asthma are a sign of immune deficiency. And fatigue not alleviated by normal sleep or rest. So how do you get out of stage three of adrenal burnout? One of the things that I do as a medical intuitive healer is I look at how much therapeutic rest you need. Now, for obvious reasons, we all need to sleep well every night and to make an effort to get enough rest on an ongoing basis, going to bed at 10:30, sleeping deeply. But my clients in stage three and long COVID, you may need therapeutic rest. You may need extra days of rest. So during this time, you do a technique that I call Grizzly, which I'll talk about in a moment. You can take naps throughout the day. And even though you're tired at this point, your brain chemistry may be so depleted that you may need supplements for your brain or medication to help you sleep. So amino acids are the building blocks of your neurotransmitters. So at this point, if you're suffering from brain fog, anxiety, or depression, there's amino acid blends that are really helpful for helping you rebuild your brain chemistry. So Grizzly, it's probably the most powerful healing technique for helping you get out of exhaustion. I explain to all my clients, you can take supplements, but until you really rest, until you give your body time to physically recover, you won't necessarily actually get better. The natural healing remedies can help you feel better, but the rest is actually essential. So in Grizzly, the technique is simple. You spend as much time as possible lying down. If you fall asleep, let yourself sleep. You're probably sleep deprived. You may bead, knit, crochet, or needlepoint. You may read funny or spiritually uplifting books, but no work material. You can do craft work. You can meditate, take a hot bath, or watch funny or uplifting movies, but not violent movies. And because stage three is usually accompanied by a feeling of spiritual depletion, I also recommend at this point finding a spiritual support group. You want to, and this could include a church, mosque, synagogue, or meditation group, or what I call spiritual community. And spiritual community is basically like-minded people. So this could be a bird watching group. This could be your knitting plan. This could be your garden club. The like-minded group of people. This could be your bridge club. So that helps you uplift your soul and support you. So begin forgiveness work in stage three of adrenal stress, because when you hold on to perceived slights, grudges, and grievances, this lack of forgiveness acts like a heavy stone on your energy and blocks your energy like nothing else. So at this point, you may also need psychological processing to release the emotions that have held you down. As a medical intuitive healer, I'll look at what are the primary emotions that you're holding in long COVID that are keeping you from getting well. And if you exercise in stage three, restrict your exercise to short bouts of energy building exercise. And I already mentioned what they are: Qigong, Tai Chi, yoga, gentle yoga, walking in nature will all significantly improve your energy. So what we have to understand is that long COVID is a multifactorial illness. It's going to affect you physically. It's going to affect you energetically. It's going to affect you emotionally. It's going to affect you mentally, and it's going to affect you spiritually. And as you address what's really going on all five levels, and make a concerted plan holistically, this is true holistic healing, then you can find yourself getting better. Other supportive therapies that I recommend for people during who are suffering from long COVID, craniosacral therapy can help you with the brain fog and release some of the depression and anxiety. Massage is incredibly helpful for your lymphatic system. Acupressure or acupuncture can help rebuild your energy system. I already talked about breath work is incredibly helpful. So these are some of the things that you can do to recover from long COVID. My name is Catherine Kerrigan. I'm a medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one bestselling author of 10 books. I have 30 years of experience in natural healing. You can find out more about how to heal yourself naturally at my website, CatherineKerrigan.com and UnlimitedEnergyNow.com. While you're there, definitely sign up for my newsletter so you can learn even more about how you can heal yourself naturally. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll see you next time. I've worked with many people who've suffered from long COVID, and you can get better naturally. Thanks for so much, and I'll see you soon.
Thank you for listening to the Natural Healing Show. Keep it natural with the Natural Healing Show.